Yeah, it was pretty neat. I mean, in the Juno Fair, everybody won special awards of one form or another. Nels Evans and Ben Zarlingo were awarded a National Intel Prize from the Navy and for excellence in science. And Eva Kowalski received a National Award from the Surgeon General for Public Health. And then in the Fairbanks Fair, again, everyone came away with something. And then Chris, for the within the state, Chrissa Davis placed fifth, so she actually gets to go to the National Science Symposium in Dayton, Ohio. And then Summer Morton plays sixth, and Tori Wilton plays seventh.
Tori, and your last name is?
Wilton.
Wilton. What year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
Okay. What was your exhibit? What was the topic, I guess, on basically?
The biodiversity of fungus in Southeast Alaska. We were
Okay.
comparing it by harvest practices and by soil type.
What did you do to look at that? Did you go out and collect mushrooms or?
The soil was collected for me, and we extracted the DNA of the fungus from the soil, and
Okay.
then we sent it to the core lab in Fairbanks, and they sequenced it, and we got back some electrophorogram images, and it's basically showing a peak.
You're basically looking at how much variation there is in the different types of fungus
In the
and
different
for
types of soil, we're looking
okay.
at the biodiversity, meaning the different types, different species of fungus. We didn't find out exact names because we didn't have the software, but we got to see how many species we thought were in the soil, depending on where they were from and when they were harvested. So,
Okay. And what did you find? Was it what you expected going in or?
half of it was what I expected, half was not. We had two types of soils. One was Kupernaf and one was Mebiso. And the Mebiso had more in it than the Kupernaf did, which I was surprised because the Mebiso is basically well-drained soil, which means that there's not much moisture in there.
Oh, okay.
And on the other thing, for the harvest practices, we had young and old growth, and those are the harvest practices.
Okay.
And the young growth, which is the one that's been more disturbed by human aid, that's the one that had more species in it.
I'm Summer Morton, and I'm in 10th grade.
Okay. And what project did you work on? Which fair did you go to?
I went to the Fairbanks Fair, and I was seeing if moose are reproductively isolated in Southeast Alaska.
Okay. Would you explain what you mean by that?
We were seeing if the moose swim back and forth to the other islands in order to reproduce, or if they just stay on one island.
And what did you do to explore that?
We tested mitochondrial DNA, so we saw from the baby moose where their moms came from and compared the mom DNA.
And where'd you get the DNA from?
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game brought it in for us, and then we extracted the DNA ourselves here.
What were your findings?
We could not really find that they were, but when we did look at it, it looked like it would be, but we didn't have enough sample size for it.
My name is Masha Stelmach, and I'm a sophomore.
Okay, and how about you? What fair did you go to?
Fairbanks.
Okay, and what was your project?
We compared DNA of lichen.
Okay, so what did you do for that?
Well, there's a lichen in Petersburg and a lichen in Europe, and they have the same name, so we tested to see if they have the same DNA.
Okay, and how did you do that? You sent it away or?
Oh, well, we used the lichen in Petersburg, and a scientist in Europe was doing the same thing with the European lichen.
I'm Nels Evans, and I'm a sophomore.
Okay, and what was your project?
Mine was on how different toxins would affect maggot growth and development.
Tell me about that. How did you come across that as a topic?
I'm not really sure. I think my partner, he was looking for something that wasn't really plant-based. So we were looking, and he was watching a show, and they had maggot. It's in forensics, so we thought that would be interesting, so we did that.
What did you find, and how did you explore that topic?
Well, we fed the maggots diesel and ice melt and joy soap and mixed it in with the food that we were giving them. We thought that the diesel would kill them all, but it didn't. They grew the best in the diesel and the ice melt, which we thought wouldn't do much because it's mostly salt. It stunted their growth and even shrunk a couple of them.
So they like diesel, but not ice melt.
Yeah, and
Okay.
joy soap was in between.
So this could be used for looking at pollution in the environment and how that impacts decomposition, I guess, or.
Yeah.
So, you know, as Nels was saying, they didn't exactly present. It's interesting, in Juneau, it's more of a poster symposium, so everyone prepares a poster, and then they get judged probably three or four separate times by individual judges. Okay. As opposed to Fairbanks, you get to submit a research paper, and you get to work on your public speaking skills. Okay. So, you know, it's just interesting. So for the genetics and AP Bio kids, it's big on biotechnology, and they do the DNA extraction here. You know, they do the amplification of the DNA here, and a couple of the kids actually use restriction enzymes to basically create fingerprints of a fungus or of the bacteria to compare communities. So it's really interesting that way, and I think probably in the end one of the most rewarding things, at least with the public presentations and even in Juneau, was seeing a lot of kids that kind of had a decent grasp but not a solid grasp come away really knowing what they were talking about and being excited. And then in Fairbanks with the public speaking, seeing some pretty darn timid, shy individuals find their voice and give some pretty good public presentations and with tricky science material.